USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Santa Fe, Texas, south of Houston, where an active shooting incident this morning has left two people wounded. Santa Fe Independent School District officials saying it happened at Santa Fe High School this morning, and the shooter is in custody. One of the two people wounded taken to a hospital by ambulance. A second was flown by helicopter. Police are promising to release more details shortly. Meanwhile, in Florida, a man's in custody after trading gunfire with police at a golf resort owned by President Trump. A Miami-Dade police officer says,
"It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush type of attack."
It happened in the lobby of the Trump National Doral Golf Club. The suspect was shot several times and is now in a hospital. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Police in New York City trying to determine why a woman and her 7-year-old son both jumped off a building in Midtown Manhattan this morning. The woman, reportedly 46 years old, they jumped from the Gotham Hotel on East 46th Street at about 8:30 this morning. Nearly two dozen fissures spewing lava and gas are trouble enough, but now the Big Island of Hawaii is bracing for what could be a major eruption at the summit of the volcano Kilauea. Yesterday, it spewed a massive ash cloud.
We had prepared for the event. It was relatively short-lived, as you know, but clearly the ash and the fallout is still with us.
That's the governor of Hawaii also warning there could be more powerful explosions from the summit of the volcano in the next couple of days. President Trump to deliver remarks at a prison reform summit today. It's being held at the White House and will include a bipartisan group of activists, policymakers, and experts. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's probably safe to put romaine lettuce back on your shopping list. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention giving a reserved all clear yesterday. Romaine lettuce grown near Yuma, Arizona had been blamed for the E. coli outbreak that sickened over 170 people in 32 states, but the CDC says the vegetable has a shelf life of about 21 days, and April 16th was the last harvest day for the Yuma area, so any lettuce from there has either passed its sell-by date or it's already gone bad. A lawyer is being blasted for a racial rant that was caught on video in Manhattan, and he's also no longer allowed in his own office. There's a note on the Midtown building where Aaron Schlossberg has worked. It says the lawyer has been evicted from the office. A video going viral of Schlossberg yelling at workers at a cafe because they were speaking Spanish, and he threatened to call immigration officials on them. The lawyer was confronted by some reporters yesterday afternoon, but refused to answer questions. In fact, he ended up running away in a full sprint. Other videos of him in similar incidents to the one at that cafe have now also gone viral. And a growing number of young people choosing marijuana as their first drug instead of cigarettes or alcohol, according to a new study out today. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.